Do you miss Rangers?
Do we miss Rangers? Not if we've got the Champions League to look forward to. And think if you look to last season, the Champions League was far better than any old derby games that we used to see. That Barcelona game that I aforementioned, the Spartak Moscow game, winning away from home. All these games are fabulous. The big matches that were played against Rangers, they were certainly, what would you say, hostile. You don't miss that.
I don't think
you miss it. You've been there. You don't know if you miss that. Some supporters say they do, but at this moment in time, you know, the supporters are happy in the position that we're in.
So they're going to have to wait a couple more years. It looks like Rangers won the third division last year. It's probably taken that they'll win the second quite comfortably, and they'll be back up at you in a couple of years' time. Does that mean that Celtic are going to be champions for three more years? Looking at the competition in the SPL, you'd have to say you're going to win it.
No, 10.
Well, yeah. Speaking about 10, I was about to come on to that, because you are the man who, when you came to Celtic, were part of the Celtic side that actually stopped Rangers getting the record-breaking 10.
Yes, and there was a lot of pressure on. I had heard before I started that season, but after, no, it's... We knew the significance of the performance that year, of having to stop the Rangers from winning the 10. And equally, Rangers knew the significance of winning it. You know, it's the bragging rights that would have went from winning it, and we obviously get the bragging rights to try and protect the history of the lads who done it way back, you know, the Lions boys, all those years ago that went on to win 9 in a row. It was a fantastic history for Celtic, so we had to try and stop them from winning the 10 row, and we duly obliged. It was a very nerve-wracking season, especially when the second last game of the season we went up to Dunfermline with a chance of winning it, and only drew 1-1. So, but like all things, we wanted to win it at our home park.
Who was your manager then? Was it the Czech man, or was it Jensen?
Vim Jensen was the manager at that stage. Dr. Joe followed Vim Jensen.
After him.
But that was Vim Jensen.
I can see his curly hair still.
Yes, it's still, in fact, I only met him just about a year ago, and he still has that curly hair.
Has
it's
he?
Still the same stuff.
God, yeah, I should give him a shout. Although it's probably too late for myself now.
Hasn't changed a bit. You would still recognise him. And he's still... obviously be remembered for that, being the manager that stopped that, and forever being the manager that lived the dream.